You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. We've been talking this week about the call to slow down artificial intelligence development. There are those who say we need time to mitigate the potential harms, those who think the discourse overhypes this tech, and those like Will Reinhart. He's a senior fellow at Utah State University's Center for Growth and Opportunity, and he argues a pause now could do more harm than good.
So I think the big harm that people are worried about is that effectively China and actors within China would be able to use the time period to integrate this technology and upgrade it for their own uses. Specifically, it'll give them the ability to catch up and start deploying these technologies at scale. I think the other big part of this harm is actually much more of a branding harm. There is this call for a pause and a call to effectively create a set of standards for the industry, but no guidelines on what those standards should be. So it creates the sense that there is a solution set out there that if we were to just pause for 6 months, that we would be able to actually implement them.
And what do you make of the push for regulation at this time?
The interesting thing about the pause is that there was a line within the letter that effectively said, well, if companies don't do this voluntarily, governments of the world should step in and implement a 6 month moratorium. What I think is interesting about that is the backstop of government regulation and the government regulation angle within all of this. To me, it really seems as though previous efforts to regulate AI really don't apply all that well. And that worries me that we're trying to rush to either regulate or ban something that we don't really have a full, clear, and grip on just how these things work in practice and also what should be the regulatory system.
We are already seeing some harms from these generative AI tools happening in the world. Creatives saying that they're already losing work to these kinds of tools. I mean, how do we address some of these harms without regulation?
It's a very difficult problem that I don't think that we should be comfortable assuming that there's easy solutions to. But at the end of the day, what ends up happening almost universally over time is that we see that people transition into new jobs and that, generally everyone does better. Consumers do better. People make more money. Productivity goes up. The big problem is what happens between here and, the near future. And that transition, I'm not going to deny, that transition is oftentimes very bumpy. I think we need much better understandings of how to retool, industries and economies as they are shifting into newer technologies. This is kind of a fundamental problem that we're seeing, writ large in the United States.
Will Reinhart at Utah State's Center for Growth and Opportunity. Jesus Alvarado, Rosie Hughes, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Lydia Morrell is our intern. Becca Weinman is our engineer. Daisy Palacios is the interim senior producer. Kelly Silvera is our executive producer. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.